This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:37, down 7 on the open. December, 8:61, down 6.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8:01, down 10 on the open. December, 8:25, down 9.75. March, 8:49, down 8 on the open. September corn opened at 6:43.5, down 4.75 on the open. December, 6:62, down 4.75. March of 2009, 6.81, down 4.25. July, $7, down 5. September, 6.75, down 2. December of 2009, 6.42.25, down 4.75 on the open. August beans opened at 15.36, down 6 on the open. September, 15.22, down 6. November, 15.09, down 7. January, 15.23, down 8.5. March, 15.35, down 6.5. May, 15.31, down 5. July, 15.41, unchanged. And November of 2009, 14.53, up 1 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 4.21, down 80 on the open. September, 4.13, down 3.80. August soybean oil opened at 62.70, down 33 on the open. September, 63.08, down 32. August live cattle opened at 98.75, down 85 on the open. October, 105.95, down 92.5. December, 109.15, down 85. February, 110.40, down 72.5 on the open. August feeders opened at 111, down 45 on the open. September, 113.40, down 45. October, 114.80, down 47.5. And November, 115.50, down 85 on the open. August lean hogs opened at 75.85, up 77.5 on the open. October, 73.60, up 130. December, 76.10, up 40. February, 83.80, up 27.5 on the open. And August bellies opened at 65.85, up 12.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. A beautiful morning here in Oakland, Illinois.
It is indeed a beautiful morning in Oakland, and you can almost hear the corn growing.
Yes, and it is a warmer forecast, but it is a wetter forecast for the spring wheat area, a great forecast for the corn belt, and a little wetter forecast for the upper Midwest. The private weather people are going out and saying, you know, they see a better chance or a good chance of rain on July 24th and 27th. And that probably means we're going to have some pretty good August 1st crop production report from the corn and soybean fields. Also, after the opening here, we did see a larger inventory of crude oil, and crude oil dropped about $4 plus a barrel pretty quick. We did see a big dip as a result of those inventory numbers in corn and soybeans, and the market is coming back from that major sell-off after the bell.
Yeah, and an important sell-off to keep an eye on, especially in the beans. If you're looking at Paul Cooley's 40-day moving average in the November contract, we actually touched it and tested it before bouncing off of it. And incidentally, that particular number, that 1488 area, also the potential right shoulder drop-off neck point of a head and shoulders top in the bean market.
Yeah, my official moving average is 1477.5, but it did go down in those areas, and it came back. A couple things about the soybeans. There's still major government problems in Argentina. We have oversold the U.S. soybean crop, and it's a very tight situation. In all due respect, the soybean market did see a major sell-off yesterday, as well as corn and wheat, and it was based on major market sell-off of 20,000 contracts of crude oil in 10 minutes. There was a rumor that the Securities Exchange Commission sent out letters to 50 institutions about their being investigated for market manipulation. It's sort of like the FBI knocking on doors, and that created this sell-off that just basically hurt most of the major commodities being traded either in Chicago or New York.
So are beans now then in an essential trading range affair, somewhere between what we saw as today's low and upper side, I don't know, 1620?
Yeah. Well, a couple things that we need to see. Of course, with cheaper prices, it should encourage the foreign buyer to come into the marketplace. And as a result of that, we should see basis levels improve. And I think that that's going to be a major signal to the marketplace that the inventories will be tight. And, you know, with excellent crush margins, that means that soybean processors are making good money, excellent money. And if a soybean processor is making money here in the U.S., they're probably doing better in China, India, and other major areas of the world. So it's profitable to buy a soybean, turn it into soybean oil and soybean meal, and having an inventory and keeping that plant full is the responsibility for the grain buying department, and so that should be on everybody's watch list.
We're saying that the crush does seem to be slowing somewhat, and we did note that your meal prices, especially in the nearby, while taking out the all-time highs of 1973, about $5 to $6, and then at that point they sort of turned south.
Yeah. One thing, with these lower prices in corn and to some extent soybeans, it should be a signal to the end user in the livestock industry here in the U.S. and around the world to get inventory. There is a difference in the market. You know, there's corn, which looks pretty good. Some people are saying with the crop conditions, it signals, at least 151 bushel corn crop. And as I mentioned, as you drive down the road, the corn crop sure looks beautiful. And with these forecasts and tasseling and pollinating, now over the next 2 weeks, I'm sure we will have a pretty good crop production report. And it also in the corn, we could see some of those ethanol plants that were slowed down, maybe go back into operation. Some of the new ones built, maybe go back in with the carryover that we're looking at right now.
Well, call on the mind of Chicago traders, and let me ask you whether you think that they will sell rallies on corn over the next few weeks.
Well, a couple things that we found is of course that we do know that the word inflation is still very much alive, and crude oil is still going to be a very tight commodity. We're all very worried about the stock market. We're all very worried about the financial crisis, and even the president said banks are safe. I think that the risk of over-speculation, either on the long side or the short side, we are going to see measured responses by the commodity traders, no matter if you're in Chicago or Champaign or Oakland. instead of trading 10 contracts, I'm sure you're going to back that off to where you're going to be, smaller. And a couple of reasons of that is with this credit crisis, banks just don't want to cover bad trading. And they've got a bad enough bad loans on that they don't want another one. And so you are seeing some restrictiveness in the financial world. And both Bernanke and Paulson are trying to reassure the world that the housing crisis isn't going to spill over in the other 80% of the U.S. economy.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. What are you seeing there?
Well, it's a bin-buster wheat crop in a lot of areas, and I think we feel that a lot of farmers are going back in and plant more wheat, particularly if the Secretary of Agriculture unloans the CRP. It's always good to plant a lot of wheat on that ground in the third place. We think that private weather people are pretty optimistic about the Australian weather. So worldwide weather is good. Worldwide wheat probably is a feed grain price, and so there is this divergence between cash and futures. And I'm going to imagine it's going to be the job of most major grain companies is to get that relationship back to a closer working relationship instead of $2 a bushel, to get it down to 10 to 15 cents, because that's an added profit for the grain trading department for that to happen after they've bought this massive wheat crop.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. The current tick, September wheat in Kansas City at 836 down 8, December 856 down 11.5, September wheat at the Board of Trade 807 down 4, December 831 down 3.75, September corn 646 down 2.25, December 665 down 1.75, March 683 down 2.25, August beans 1537.5 down 4.5, September 1502.5 down 25.5, November 1509 down 7, August soybean meal 419.30 down 250, August soybean oil 62.43 down 60. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.